Chad Baker, courtesy of the Roughing Dog Mobile Studios today, meeting with Coach Caleb Gossett. With Armstrong Potomac, Caleb is over both the golf program and boys basketball. His wife is over the girls softball program, and of course they have their hands in a few other things. Caleb, how are we doing today?
Good. How are you doing, Chad?
Doing very, very well. Let's talk about this golf program, because this is something that has really come out of nowhere. You have all these schools that were typically what I think a lot of folks would consider 1A schools, very small rural schools, that all of a sudden just a flood of golf programs pop up. And the reason why we're talking with you, your golf program pretty good coming out of the gate. You guys finished fifth as a team in regionals this week, advancing a couple of guys. Take us through that process of starting the golf program, who you went after, who you talked into participating, who didn't have to have their arms twisted very much to start, and what that process has been like.
So the golf program is in its second year. Last year was our first year, and it had just started as it was sprung upon me last summer. The athletic director, Candy Franz, had came up to me and said, "Hey, coach, you know, you're helping out with basketball. Would you mind just driving the kids to the golf meets and getting them signed into the events?" And I said, "Well, I played 4 years of golf in high school, and I actually had some college offers to play, so we'll do something with this." And so a lot of my basketball boys were the original ones of the original team last year, and that kind of branched over into, this is a lot of fun, we're doing pretty well. And so it grew from 6 last year to 8 this year, and the kids have just been really awesome.
For a school that has 112 kids, though, and there's schools bigger than Armstrong Potomac that is having trouble fielding a team, you guys were able to find enough guys to go out. And I believe you even have a couple girls went out this year, right?
We had 3 girls last year. This year, okay, it was down to 1. Okay. Trying to find girls at any program in this area is tough. There's a lot of schools that are struggling to field girls' teams. So we did have 1 girl, and she's improved from last year to this year, continuing getting better. And it's awesome. It's a blessing to have so many boys out at a school of our size, for sure.
I know one of the discussions I had before the season with an athletic director, and who it was exactly escapes me right now, is that golf is an easy sell because it's a sport that you can play for your entire life. You don't have a lot of injuries in golf as much as you would, let's say, football or even cross country. But there is the other components. There is green fees. There is making sure that you can get the clubs, the equipment, and whatnot. For a rural community where it's well known that there are folks out there that probably don't have as much as what the others do. For somebody that maybe doesn't have that, you know, somebody that's maybe a little bit on the downside. And then also, too, trying to get to and from meets, to and from the golf course for practice. Surely you guys aren't just sitting there driving out in the cornfields. I mean, you guys are having a little bit of travel there, too, and some hurdles to cross.
Right. There's definitely been challenges that we faced in the first couple of years. We practice in Rantoul, so getting the kids from Armstrong to Rantoul every day, making sure everybody has a ride, picked up from practice and getting back home, you know, things like that. I'll say that the school and the community's done a very good job of supporting the boys. There hasn't been any kind of equipment needs or issues or any kind of shortfalls with getting to and from competitions. So yeah, I mean, it's been really awesome to see such a small community and say, hey, you know, we're starting a golf program and it's thriving. You know, it's not just surviving. We're doing great.
In the competition, and of course going up against your BHRAs, your Westvilles, the teams that have been a little bit more established, you know, and of course, you know those coaches well by this point in time. I'm sure that they've probably given you some tips and some ideas to work with your kids on, saying, hey, this is what I did whenever I was at this point in the program, or whenever I built this program, this is what we went up against. And of course, a lot of these schools closer to Danville, they share courses. They know those courses very well. So maybe that's a little bit of a disadvantage for you guys coming over and playing more often whenever you're hitting Turtle Run, hitting the country club. What was that process like? Taking the things that you know that, okay, I can implement this with what we're doing here with the Trojans, and those things take off. The kids listen, they get involved, they buy in. What was that process like to get to this point? Because I'm sure that there was probably some moments like that.
Sure. When we first started last year as a program, it was kind of just like, hey, we're going to see what we can do. Let's go out. Let's have fun. Let's improve. Well, we went out in our very first match as a program last year and won. We beat Villa Grove and as Heritage, I believe. And so just starting from there, you start seeing the guys get that desire to show up every day and, okay, if I can improve a shot or two this week and throughout the season, it's gotten us from where last year we might have just been competing and seeing where we can go to this year, we're showing up and going like, let's win this match today, boys. Yeah. You know, let's see if we can win conference. And so things didn't work out, unfortunately, that way this year, but the boys have been awesome.
How many times this year did you set a new round record for the team there? I know there was a few times.
I believe it was three times, and I think one of them was in back-to-back matches. So the boys were rolling at one point in the season. You can kind of see as the season got further into and started playing some tougher courses and the competition got better that we kind of regressed back to where our typical performance was, but it wasn't a bad thing. But yeah, a couple times in a row back-to-back that we were posting new program records, which was awesome.
Let's talk about your team members. You got a couple that's going to regionals. Obviously, they're in the hot streak of their season right now. Tell us a little bit about your team.
Yeah, so I had two seniors that have been pretty much the glue from starting back from last year, which was Ryan Edwards and Luke Townsend. And they both, we call them shake and bake. They're the same thing in basketball. They feed off each other. They're always pushing each other to be better. They're great leaders. Everything you could wish for in two seniors. Unfortunately, Ryan didn't shoot as well at regional, so his season ended, but Luke did advance to the sectional. And his counterpart that'll be going with him is Connor Asbury. He's an up-and-coming sophomore, younger brother to Colin. Colin was a stud in baseball and basketball, playing at Kankakee Community College now for baseball. And Connor is just, you know, one of those kids that he showed up last year playing basketball and golf, small freshman. Coach, what can I do to get better? And he's one of those kids that just soaks it all in. He's kind of the, I wouldn't say clown, but he's kind of the guy that keeps everybody loose, joking around. And he shot the best on the team. And he was our fifth seed out of the sixth. And he shot the best out of the team. He just, let's go do it, coach. And he did it. And I was super proud of him.
Sometimes it's just that one person that's waiting for that opportunity to rise up. And they do it at the oddest times.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think going forward, we had a sophomore this year. His name's Colton Morgan. His first year playing. And he ended up finishing as our number one guy. Again, with postseason, wasn't his day,
sure.
So he won't be advancing. But I think he's going to anchor our team going into next year, and we're going to be just as good next year.
The nice thing about golf is it is the first one in, first one out of the fall season. That allows you a little bit of time in between golf and basketball season. What's that look like for you here? Because you guys are, I'm sure, starting the conditioning, starting the process of figuring out what you can do for the high school basketball season coming up in November.
Sure. So the break for me is really not there. We've actually started 3 weeks ago what we call a breakfast club. So 6:30 to 7:30 Monday through Thursday, we do some weightlifting and conditioning. And then we're also 2 or 3 weeks into open gyms for basketball. So a lot of the guys see me from weightlifting in the morning at 6:30. They go to school and then they go to golf practice and they're right back to the gym for open gym. Yeah. So I'm trying not to overpower them. We try to keep things light and loose and just say, hey, you know, this is what we got to do to get ready for November.
Now we started off, we talked about you coach two sports. Your wife coaches a sport. Jobs. You have family life. We talk about this with a lot of different coaches. What's that balance like? Because you got to have the family time. You got to have that downtime. But then, you know, you have your busy times of the year, and you got to make it work. How does somebody do that?
Well, just a huge shout out to my wife, Tessa. We've been married for 9 years. Got married right out of high school, and she followed me out throughout my 9 years in the military. And so she's been super awesome. And so between that, we have a 5-year-old son, Jackson, and it's just communication and making sure we're all on the same page, who has practice at what time on what day, who needs to drop the kid off at school, pick him up. Couldn't be done without grandparents, for sure. We love our Saturdays and Sundays. We try to give the boys and girls, you know, for my wife coaching softball. If we don't have to have Saturday practice, we try not to, because Saturday and Sunday is the time that we spend together as a family, whether it's going out of town to Peoria, Bloomington, Indianapolis, something like that. That's our downtime and our time to spend together as a family.
And I'm sure there's a certain aspect of, okay, you're establishing yourself. Armstrong Potomac, you talked to me off air that, you know, your family, long time ingrained in the Armstrong community, went to Township High School there. For having a school that small, it is difficult to get quality coaches, teachers to buy in, to come in and stay long term. And it sounds like you guys are cementing a nice foundation there that balanced with family life, balanced with school and a passion for the area there, that it sounds like it's working out.
it's sort of just branched into some amazing thing. When I first applied for the basketball job, it was something that I just said, hey, let's go and interview for it and see how it works out. And from that interview turning into a hiring and basketball turning into golf, and then it turned into, hey, you know, we have this softball opening and would your wife be interested? And it's just, it's been awesome. The community support has been truly phenomenal. The kids work hard. They're very talented. It's been on the basketball side, you know, before last year was 20 years, you know, since a winning season. So just to see the belief in the community just outshine everything was amazing to see.
Absolutely. It's always great to see it come together. You're rounding out golf season, got basketball season. What else do we need to know about the Gossett family and Armstrong Potomac sports right now? I mean, is there something else that you guys are latching on to here?
Not that I can think of right now. I think just basically, you know, trying to enjoy this extended summer that we seem to have going on and gearing up for basketball season.
Sounds great. And of course, you can see him coming up here. They're at Armstrong Township High School for basketball. Basketball starts, what, the week of Thanksgiving? Or you guys start in December. Do you have a Thanksgiving tournament?
We play in a Gibson City Thanksgiving tournament.
Okay, so they start the season out on the road over at Gibson City. Not that far. Easy drop-off point. But then December, you hit the ground running with some out-of-conference games. And then, of course, the VVC season here throughout January and February. Feel pretty good about where your team's at this year.
Absolutely. We got four seniors returning from last year's varsity team, got some youth infusion coming in, and as always, just continue to establish the culture that we had started last year. I think that we're going to compete. Maybe not 23 wins like last year, which was amazing, but I think the kids are going to play hard, and we're going to be a tough out on any given night.
Always a loaded conference, it seems like. Great, great athletes all the way up and down, and many of them play multiple sports, and you never know who's going to shine out. So, Caleb, I thank you for your time. Best of luck in the rest of the golf season. Best of luck in basketball season, and definitely we'll catch up down the road.
Thanks, sir.
That's Caleb Gossett, the head coach for golf as well as boys basketball at Armstrong Township High School. I'm Chad Baker.